three functions of a real estate wholesale website. Okay, so if you're running any kind of business in 2000 and digital, obviously you need a website. But why, right? So yeah, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I'm the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of myempirepro.com. On this episode, we're talking about the three functions of a real estate wholesale website. Okay, so if you're running any kind of business in 2000 and digital, obviously you need a website. But why, right? So there are actually three reasons why you need a website. Now, every website has like 50 million features and benefits and little knobs and tweaks and stuff like that, but really there's only three reasons, and there are three functions you should look out for to have on your website, and everything else is an additional. And but just focus on those three things and you'll be fine. Now, this particular topic is actually inspired by a question that came in, so let's dive into the question first so we can have proper perspective. First, at what point is the right time to open the LLC or S Corp? All right, so there's multiple questions that I'm handling in this video. Okay, this first question: what is the right time to open the LLC? Anytime that you know that it doesn't really disturb making money. Okay, it's not really a money making activity, it's more like a defense part of your business. Okay, you form an LLC so you can protect yourself, so that you don't have any personal liabilities in the business. Okay, but if you don't really have a business, then there's nothing to protect against, right? If you're not really talking to prospects, then there's nothing, you're playing defense, and you're not really in the game, right? It makes no sense, right? So make sure you have your offense part of the game, which means you're actually reaching out to people, you're contacting people, you're pulling data, right? You're contacting people, you're generating leads, okay? And then you're doing deals. Do your first deal, okay? By the time you do your first deal, you have more than enough resources to pay someone to form your LLC. And then, you know, you could do that online for $100, $150. But you don't want to dwell on that. At what point is the right time? Any time is the right time, as long as it doesn't disturb your offense part of the game, which is talking to, pulling data, finding their contact information, generating leads, and closing deals. Those four things, okay? Those are the money-making activity of the game. And if you're looking around and looking for the right information, trying to get everything right with LLCs and S-Corp is gonna disturb that, yeah, you're wasting time, and it's always the wrong time in that case, if you are disturbing those four things, okay? So with that being said, let's go on to the next question. We're going to talk about LLC a little bit, okay? LLC, logos, website, colors, things like that all fall in the same category. They're things designed to create a defense, okay? But website, remember there's that three functionalities I'm going to share with you in a second here, that is more like the offense part of the game for you, and we're going to talk about that. But let's dive into the second question. It says also, I've been driving for dollars. Fine, you know, good for you, you know, you're collecting data, right? So that's the first step, right? You could do it a lot faster, but you're at least doing something. And I've come across many properties owned by LLCs. Yes, you will find that a lot, okay? One LLC that owns several of the properties, okay? So a person that owns several of the properties, I don't mind them. I've closed many deals with them, and some of them are the best deals we've closed, because you can find, like I was just talking the other day, and somebody that has 80 properties that we're talking to right now. And the truth of the matter is that most of them are time wasters, okay? If they're trying to talk to you and they're trying to sell your property, most of them, not all the time, because again, I've closed some deals, but the only thing I'm trying to implore you is don't waste your time, don't waste your energy on somebody that, you know, that owns multiple properties. Usually it means they know too much. Even if that means they're gonna lose all the properties, it usually means they know way too much and don't have that, and that suppresses their patience level. And that means, you know, if you're talking like you're talking to just a regular homeowner, the conversation is a lot more difficult. Unless you're experienced, in which case you will act like me. You never put anybody on a pedestal. I ask you a question, you need to get rid of the property? Why do you need to get rid of the property? Okay, we could talk about that. Send me a list of all your properties and I'll give you an offer on them as a package and each one individual, and why I give you numbers, and we just work the numbers, right? And I will stay off of trying to sell them, because the more you try to sell them, the more they have this fence up, and it's just the conversation goes really bad, and rightfully so, because again, they are knowledgeable in the business, and don't treat them that way. Treat them like they're grown people, and just give them the offer. They can say yes or no. Okay. So if you find a LLC that owns multiple properties, this one person, that means one person, and that person needs to be motivated. If they're not motivated, it's a waste of time. So the person says it's now that owns several properties and it's now permanently closed. Okay, so that means they're not really active in the business. They are very sloppy with their business. It doesn't mean anything. Again, you need that person behind the LLC. They could be facing bankruptcy. Who knows? Should I pursue these properties? Well, the idea of pursue, it depends on what you mean by that. If you are pursuing all 160 plus records of properties in the nation, and that's just happened to be some of them, yes, sure. In the same way, don't put any properties on a pedestal. Don't put any owner on a pedestal. It doesn't matter. Just treat them all equally, okay? And you will command the respect you deserve in this game, okay? So should you find the contact information? Yes, it's just data. What you have right now is just data. Now you need to find the contact information. You need to generate leads, meaning they have to respond to you positively and be open to selling you the properties. At least open, and you can have a conversation and negotiate a deal where you can call it wholesale, right? So that's that right there. Now, with that being said, what are the three functions of a website? A website is something, you know, that can fall in the same category as LLC. You waste your time on it, or data. Don't waste your time on any piece of data. It's just data until you find the contact information, until you send out some kind, initiate contact, and they respond to it. You pick their interest, they respond to it, and then you have a lead. When you have a lead, then you can be excited by simply talking to them and finding ways that you can help them solve a problem. So what are the three functions of a website that can help you with that? Number one, brand and credibility. People will look out for your information online. They want to know if you're legit. Websites, just one page on the website will help you do that. Number two, lead generation. If you are using Facebook marketing and things like that to generate leads, sometimes people want to come to your website and then fill out the complete information. Plus, you can actually talk to them on the phone, send them a link by text messenger, say, hey, can you fill out this form for me? If they're that motivated, they will fill out the form, and you can have data of the information about the property or properties, right? Number three function that you want on your website, but it's not really necessary, it's just a bonus, it's a private photo listing. You can, if you have a property you have under contract, you can list the photos on your website, where they can literally come there, like investors that want to buy properties from you can come there and look at the property pictures, and it's a private place, and you can also use that to build the list of investors taking a look at your properties over time. All right, so like I said, lead generation, there's a full article at the blog post. The link is at the bottom of this video that will take you to read the whole thing in complete details. Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. You need this book. You need to go download it right now. Go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com and you'll be able to get it from there. And if you go there, I'll give you real estate money secrets for free. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.